A long time ago, across the world in Germany, there was a young nun named Beatrix who loved Mary. She got sick and tired of being a nun, though, what with all the chores she had to do and the rules she had to go by. So one night when it got too much for her, she took off her nun outfit, folded it up, and laid it on her bed. Then she crawled out the convent window and ran away. Okay, I could see where we were headed. She thought she was in for a wonderful time, August said. But life wasn't what she thought it'd be for a runaway nun. She roamed around feeling lost, begging in the streets. After a while, she wished she could return to the convent, but she knew they'd never take her back. We weren't talking about Beatrix the nun. That was plain as day. We were talking about me. What happened to her? I asked, trying to sound interested. Well, one day, after years of wandering and suffering, she disguised herself and went back to her old convent, wanting to visit one last time. She went into the chapel and asked one of her old sisters, "Do you remember the nun, Beatrix, who ran away?" "What do you mean?" the sister said. "The nun Beatrix didn't run away. Why, there she is over near the altar, sweeping." Well, you can imagine how this floored the real Beatrix. She marched over to the sweeping woman to get a look at her and discovered it was none other than Mary. Mary smiled at Beatrix, then led her back to her room and gave her back her nun outfit. You see, Lily, all that time, Mary had been standing in for her. The creaking in my rocker died away as I slowed to a stop. Just what was August trying to say? That Mary would stand in for me back home in Sylvan so T-Ray wouldn't notice I was gone? That was too outlandish, even for the Catholics. I think she was telling me, "I know you've run away. Everybody gets the urge to do that sometime. But sooner or later, you'll want to go home. Just ask Mary for help." I excused myself, glad to be out of the spotlight. After that, I started asking Mary for her special help. Not to take me home, though, like the poor nun Beatrix. No, I asked her to see to it that I never went back. I asked her to draw a curtain around the pink house so no one would ever find us. I asked this daily, and I sure couldn't get over that it seemed to be working. No one knocked on the door and dragged us off to jail. Mary had made us a curtain of protection. On our first Friday evening there, after prayers were finished and orange and pink swirls still hung in the sky from sunset, I went with August to the bee yard. I hadn't been out to the hives before, so to start off she gave me a lesson in what she called bee yard etiquette. She reminded me that the world was really one big bee yard, and the same rules worked fine in both places. Don't be afraid, as no life-loving bee wants to sting you. Still, don't be an idiot. Wear long sleeves and long pants. Don't swat. Don't even think about swatting. If you feel angry, whistle. Anger agitates, while whistling melts a bee's temper. Act like you know what you're doing, even if you don't. Above all, send the bees love. Every little thing wants to be loved. August had been stung so many times she had immunity. They barely hurt her. In fact, she said, stings helped her arthritis. But since I didn't have arthritis, I should cover up. She made me put on one of her long-sleeved white shirts, then placed one of the white helmets on my head and adjusted the netting. If this was a man's world, a veil took the rough beard right off it. Everything appeared softer, nicer. When I walked behind August in my bee veil, I felt like a moon floating behind a night cloud. She kept 48 hives strewn through the woods around the pink house, and another 280 were parceled out on various farms, in river yards and upland swamps. The farmers loved her bees, thanks to all the pollinating they did, how they made the watermelons redder and the cucumbers bigger. They would have welcomed her bees for free, but August paid every one of them with 5 gallons of honey. She was constantly checking on her hives, driving her old flatbed truck from one end of the county to the other. The honey wagon was what she called it. Bee patrol was what she did in it.